Does the little doctor work against the planet? Mazer's face went rigid. Ender, the buggers never deliberately attacked a civilian population in either invasion. You decide whether it would be wise to adopt a strategy that would invite reprisals. Is the planet the only new thing? Can you remember the last time I've given you a battle with only one new thing? Let me assure you, Ender, that I will not be kind to you today. I have a responsibility to the fleet not to let a second-rate student graduate. I will do my best against you, Ender, and I have no desire to coddle you. Just keep in mind everything you know about yourself and everything you know about the buggers, and you have a fair chance of amounting to something. Mazer left the room. Ender spoke into the microphone. Are you there? All of us, said Bean. Kind of late for practice this morning, aren't you? So they hadn't told the squadron leaders. Ender toyed with the idea of telling them how important this battle was to him, but decided it would not help them to have an extraneous concern on their minds. Sorry, he said, I overslept. They all laughed. They didn't believe him. He led them through maneuvers, warming up for the battle ahead. It took him longer than usual to clear his mind, to concentrate on command. But soon enough he was up to speed, responding quickly, thinking well. Or at least, he told himself, I think that I'm thinking well. The simulator field cleared. Ender waited for the game to appear. What will happen if I pass the test today? Is there another school, another year or two of grueling training, another year of isolation, another year of people pushing me this way and that way, another year without any control over my own life? He tried to remember how old he was. 11. How many years ago did he turn 11? How many days? It must have happened here at the command school, but he couldn't remember the day. Maybe he didn't even notice it at the time. Nobody noticed it, except perhaps Valentine. And as he waited for the game to appear, he wished he could simply lose it. Lose the battle badly and completely so that they would remove him from training like Bonzo and let him go home. Bonzo had been assigned to Cartagena. He wanted to see travel orders that said Greensboro. Success meant it would go on. Failure meant he could go home. No, that isn't true, he told himself. They need me, and if I fail, there might not be any home to return to. But he did not believe it. In his conscious mind, he knew it was true, but in other places, deeper places, he doubted that they needed him. Mazer's urgency was just another trick, just another way to make me do what they want me to do, another way to keep me from resting, from doing nothing for a long, long time. Then the enemy formation appeared, and Ender's weariness turned to despair. The enemy outnumbered him 1,000 to 1. The simulator glowed green with them. They were grouped in 12 different formations, shifting positions, changing shapes, moving in seemingly random patterns through the simulator field. He could not find a path through them. A space that seemed open would close suddenly, and another appear, and a formation that seemed penetrable would suddenly change and be forbidding. The planet was at the far edge of the field, and for all Ender knew, there were just as many enemy ships beyond it, out of the simulator's range. As for his own fleet, it consisted of 20 starships, each with only 4 fighters. He knew the 4-fighter starships. They were old-fashioned, sluggish, and the range of their little doctors was half that of the newer ones. 80 fighters against at least 5,000, perhaps 10,000 enemy ships. He heard his squadron leaders breathing heavily. He could also hear from the observers behind him a quiet curse. It was nice to know that one of the adults noticed that it wasn't a fair test. Not that it made any difference. Fairness wasn't part of the game. That was plain. There was no attempt to give him even a remote chance at success. All that I've been through, and they never meant to let me pass at all. He saw in his mind Bonzo and his vicious little knot of friends confronting him, threatening him. He had been able to shame Bonzo into fighting him alone. That would hardly work here. And he could not surprise the enemy with his ability as he had done with the older boys in the battle room. Mazur knew Ender's abilities inside and out. The observers behind him began to cough, to move nervously. They were beginning to realize that Ender didn't know what to do. "I don't care anymore," thought Ender. "You can keep your game. If you won't even give me a chance, why should I play?" Like his last game in battle school when they put two armies against him. And just as he remembered that game, apparently Bean remembered it too, for his voice came over the headset saying, "Remember, the enemy's gate is down." Molo, Soup, Vlad, Dumper, and Crazy Tom all laughed. They remembered too. And Ender also laughed. It was funny. The adults taking all this so seriously and the children playing along, believing it too, until suddenly the adults went too far, tried too hard, and the children could see through their game. "Forget it, Mazur. I don't care if I pass your test. I don't care if I follow your rules. If you can cheat, so can I. I won't let you beat me unfairly. I'll beat you unfairly first." In that final battle in battle school, he had won by ignoring the enemy, ignoring his own losses. He had moved against the enemy's gate. And the enemy's gate was down. "If I break this rule, they'll never let me be a commander. It would be too dangerous. I'll never have to play a game again. And that is victory." He whispered quickly into the microphone. His commanders took their parts of the fleet and grouped themselves into a thick projectile, a cylinder aimed at the nearest of the enemy formations. The enemy, far from trying to repel him, welcomed him in so he could be thoroughly entrapped before they destroyed him. "Mazur is at least taking into account the fact that by now they would have learned to respect me," thought Ender, "and that does buy me time." Ender dodged downward, north, east, and down again, not seeming to follow any plan, but always ending up a little closer to the enemy planet.